Nearly a third of all pandemic deaths in the U.S. have been in nursing home and long-term care facilities. That's according to the New York Times. That's why that population was prioritized early for the vaccine, and a high portion of those residents are now vaccinated. But that's not the case for the people taking care of them. ProPublica reports that more than 40% of nursing home and long-term care workers have not been vaccinated. Here to give us more details is Jenny Deem. She's been reporting on this with her colleagues, and she covers healthcare for ProPublica. Welcome, Jenny.
Well, thank you for having me.
We've heard a lot about common reasons for people to not get the vaccine, things like worrying that the vaccine was developed too quickly and the approval process, and also the fact that it's been politicized. What did you learn about the reasons why nursing home staff are not getting vaccinated?
Well, I think that the reasons are varied, just like the reasons for people who are unvaccinated in the general population. As someone in the story, one of the nurses said, nurses are people too. These workers, they live in the communities. They listen to certain television, or they get their news off of, you know, from certain places that are skeptical of the vaccines. And so it's very hard to, even though you would think that a healthcare worker might have a different perspective than the public at large, that just it wasn't the case. And they are, the people that we talk to are pretty intractable. They just said absolutely not.
It is surprising that among healthcare workers, 40% would have not even one vaccination. But I'm wondering what the risk level is, because we do know that among Americans 65 and older, around 90% have at least one dose of the vaccine. So can we assume that many nursing home residents are at least protected by their vaccine?
Well, I think that they are somewhat protected. The concern is that people who are in nursing homes, who are in long-term care facilities, they're there for a reason. They're there because they need that extra level of medical care. They have underlying health problems. They have perhaps compromised immune systems. And one of the things that the medical experts have said all along is that while the vaccine is very effective, if you have those problems, it is not going to give you the same level of protection.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of fear that, especially with the Delta variant, even if they are protected, I mean, even if they are vaccinated, they may not have the same level of protection that the general population has. These people are, it's a very vulnerable population.
Yeah.
And the concern is that the workers who come in, who come in from the community, communities that have high levels of unvaccinated people, come in and bring the Delta variant in, and it makes the residents susceptible. We don't really know what that's going to be yet, because it's all too new.
And I mean, we just have to remember that a vaccination is not like bulletproof glass. You can still get the COVID-19
Correct.
Virus.
And I think we're seeing that.
Yeah.
But I think there is an added concern for very vulnerable populations, like nursing homes.
I'm sure that many people think, well, perhaps you could mandate vaccinations. You quote Lawrence Gostin, a health law professor at Georgetown University, who said nursing homes have both the power and duty to require vaccinations. What did you learn about whether nursing home operators can mandate vaccinations or not?
Well, it's interesting because just today, about 50 healthcare groups in the United States, including the AMA, American College of Physicians, American Academy of Pediatrics, have all come out in favor of mandates. But this is, it's tricky, because although the EEOC has said that employers do have the right to mandate a vaccine, you know, barring, you know, provisions for religious and medical exemptions, even though they may have the right, there is a big resistance in this particular industry because they are very short-staffed. There's a lot of turnover. These tend to be low-paid workers, And nursing homes are worried that if they start mandating, that they will lose staff and they won't be able to replace them.
Jenny Diem is a healthcare reporter for ProPublica. Jenny, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.